Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Husey, we have a problem tonight, 8:30 on Win. Now, we thought, let's get one of the panel on with us this morning just to, test out if they can actually solve problems. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. M. Rusciano, good morning.
Good morning. Look, I will give my opinion on anyone's problem. And I'm not saying it'll be good, but I'm happy to give that.
That's what we're asking for. Unfortunately, you are live from a snap lockdown in Melbourne. Are you coping?
Do you want me to tell you the truth or do you want the radio answer?
Tell me the truth. Go on.
No, it's terrifying. Like, it's fun. We have to do it, obviously. But it's not fun or we're all in this together and everyone's just going to get through and smile and wave. Everyone's battling. My kids are back to homeschooling. I mean, that's a lot of hell for me. I mean, them. And, it's only a few days, hopefully. And I know we have to do it, but it doesn't mean that I, am enjoying it.
Everyone says, you guys went through, 4 months with doing this? What's another 5 days? But it's got a weigh on you, right?
It does. It's just that we also know how 5 days can turn into 4 months, and I think that's the fear. We're just going to get it done. Cough into our elbows and wear our masks.
You did have a bit of a... I saw your Instagram story, Em. You had a bit of a rant in the Woolies car park last night about your live performances. I see you got a gig at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl next month. Tell us about that.
I do. We decided to put on a show, and I've been really scared to put one on for a multitude of reasons. But I have a big crew that work on my show, and it's been great to be able to hire them all again and plan a show. And a bunch of shows got cancelled over the weekend at the bowl, and that could easily be me. And, of course, that has to happen.
Yeah.
But it just makes you gun-shy about planning a tour, because what if I get caught and the band gets stuck away from their family in another state? If someone shuts their borders? It's this whole new era and way of being a live performer. And I'm lucky also that I've got, lots of other jobs. But there are a lot of musicians and comics, but this is their only job.
Yeah.
So, just a bit of a weird time for if you're in the arts. It feels a bit like we were the first to go and we'll be the last to really make a comeback.
Yeah, last to come back. I hear you 100%. 100%. Now, you're on the panel this week for Husey, We Have a Problem. It's on tonight. I want to know, what qualifies you to solve other people's problems?
Well, I'm Italian. I'm a mother of three. I've been married for 20 years. I mean, all of those things, clearly.
Okay.
They're all I need to solve problems, because all of those things are daily problem solving.
All right, so have problems to be able to solve problems. Is that what you say?
How dare you, but yes. Yeah.
Someone had to say it. I have this morning put the feelers out to the Riverland here and got a couple of their problems. So
right.
I thought, we might just put you to the test this morning, Em. So I've been asking the Riverland all morning to call up with their problems. I've got a couple for you to solve here if you're up for it.
Sure, let's go.
Now, everyone wanted to remain anonymous. Surprise, surprise. So here is anonymous number one with their problem.
Hi, my problem is that my girlfriend's just moved in with me and she keeps going to the toilet with the door open and I walk in on her.
Oh, dear. Okay. The old door open. What do you feel about that?
Well, what's the problem? I don't understand. Is he shocked that she uses the toilet? Like, is this a new thing for him?
I think that...
Does he think that women don't use the toilet? Because we do.
It's a myth, isn't it? They actually do.
Yeah. I think that if he knows that she's in there, then he should, if he's that worried, avoid walking in there. I mean, you can always have a polite conversation. You can have an honest conversation and say, "Hey, I don't want the poo fume. It's ruining the magic." That's also a conversation you could have. But I think if you're living together, I mean, trust me, I'm 20 years down the track. I'm lucky it's got, doesn't invite me in to, rank you 2 out of 10. So, it's a downward spiral for me.
Okay, solved. All right, next problem. Here we go. Problem number two.
Oh, hi. So I've got a girlfriend that I've been seeing and she's starting to stay over my place a lot. She still lives with her parents, but she's pretty much moved in. And I kind of want to know when it's okay to start asking her to contribute to the rent.
Oh, that's awkward.
wow, just ask her to move in. How romantic. And then she will. You know what I mean? Like, why are all these men afraid to have honest conversations with their partners?
There's a theme here, isn't there?
There really is. I just think, just say to her, hey, would you like to move in with me? And then present her with after rent check. I just think this is just sitting down and having a good old chat. That's all. Don't be fake, guys. It works.
Men of the Riverlands, rip the Band-Aid off and have the tough conversation.
Men of the Riverlands sounds like a really sexy Viking show.
It's definitely a TV show in the making, isn't it? Em, you're amazing. We can't wait to watch you on Hughesy. We Have a Problem tonight, 8:30 on Win. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.